You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, KOSU's weekly new music feature with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
NPR Music says our first song this week answers the question, what if we gave this Thin Lizzy riff a disco beat?
Trash on sidewalks, broken window panes, the pipes are leaking. If you've ever rented from a bad landlord, then this new song from Philadelphia garage punks Sheer Mag is the kind of thing you can relate to. It's called Fan the Flames, and it's stuffed full of the sorts of guitar riffs that dominated the radio in the mid-70s. From staticky southern rock to sparkly spunky Jackson 5 pop. And it's powered by class struggle, a topic from which Sheer Mag churns fist-pumping, jump-up-and-down-and-wail-along lo-fi anthems for the working class. Singer Christina Halliday's extraordinary vocal grit and charisma are probably my favorite thing about what Sheer Mag does as a band, though. She stomps around, fan the flames, with a truckload of confidence, spitting venom at yuppies, rip-off landlords, and even the man himself. Have a listen.
We're gonna make it.
that Sheer Mag with Fan the Flames off their new 7-inch that's out now via Wilson's RC. Next, we have a country singer best known as one-third of the all-female country supergroup, Pistol Annies.
Although Ashley Monroe's second record, the Vince Gill-produced Like a Rose, only made small ripples on the U.S. Billboard charts back in 2013, it made a huge splash with critics who hailed Monroe's sharp songwriting wit and dedication to the country-politan and honky-tonk styles that Nashville made its fortunes on decades ago. Monroe's back with a new song, I Buried Your Love Alive, that reinforces this reputation for mixing old-fashioned music with modern attitudes. It's a sultry song wrapped in crushed red velvet fabric, a stark contrast to Kacey Musgraves' hot neon country pop and Miranda Lambert's hillbilly feminist fireworks. And while modern country's men are mostly filling the charts with similar-sounding nostalgia-heavy arena pop, its women are proving much more competitive, drawing distinct stylistic lines between themselves as they fiddle with old notions of gender and identity. Here's Ashley Monroe's I Buried Your Love Alive.
Ashley Monroe with I Buried Your Love Alive off her third record, The Blade, which is out July 24th on Warner Brothers Records. Finally, we have a slew of sounds coming from a duo self-described as time travelers.
Some artists chop up their influences neatly, combining each part so as to be distinguishable from the others, but not Sonny and Gabe. The Virginia singer-producer duo instead take everything they like and spin it around a sonic centrifuge, smearing sounds together into a wild, impressionistic swirl. This song Downtown is a good example of their unrestrained mishmash aesthetic, mixing sing-song schoolyard games with chopped-up brass lines and hyped-up Jamaican dance hall beats. The whole thing screams summer. Have a listen.
The new issue of Look at OKC out this week features Dave Cathy's cover story on Nick's Grill and its near two-decade run serving one of the best burgers in the city. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.